Hey, honey bunny, ready for bed? Good. Listen, I just wanted to thank you for doing the dishes and taking out the trash after dinner. You don't know how much it means to me that you help out at dinner time. My little boy is the best helper a mother could want. I'm so glad you decided to come home this weekend. So, are you ready to go back to school? Maybe I could make you a special breakfast tomorrow morning. Scrambled eggs, bacon, milk, and toast with cherry jam, your favorite. Oh, anything for my little boy. Now it's time for bed. Good night, honey bunny. I love you. Sweet dreams. Yes, sweetie? Oh, yes. Of course. I remember these. I'm surprised you kept them. I thought they were in those boxes we took to Goodwill a few years ago. Bedtime routines were so much fun back then. You all nuzzled up into me and falling asleep as I read to you. I can't think of a more precious memory for a mother and son. And now, look at you. My little boy is all grown up into such a handsome man. Yes, sir. You'll make some lucky lady very happy one day. I'm so proud of you. Good night, baby. Yes, sweetie. Oh, I mean, I guess I could, but aren't you a little old for that? Yes, of course. You'll always be mommy's little boy. Okay, honey bunny. Just let me finish drying off and change into something more appropriate. Are you sure? You're not going to be embarrassed by snuggling up to mommy wearing a robe? And my hair is still a bit damp. That's not going to bother you? Well, okay then, if you say so. Anything for my little boy. Here, scooch over. There. Comfy? Good. Now, what book did you want me to read? If you give a mouse a cookie, I remember this one. This was your absolute favorite. Now, get snuggled in close to mommy, and she'll read you this story, just like old times. Okay? If you give a mouse a cookie, if you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. When you give him the milk, he'll probably ask you for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he'll want to look in a mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks into the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim. I think you might need a haircut too, mister. So he'll probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping, and he might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. See, the mouse is very helpful. He may even end up washing the floors as well. When he's done, he'll probably want to take a nap. Just like you. You'll have to fix up a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story. So you'll read to him from one of his favorite books, and he'll ask to see the pictures. I wonder what book he'll pick. When he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited, he'll want to draw one of his own. He'll ask for paper and crayons. He'll draw a picture. Oh, look! You drew a picture here. How cute. When the picture is finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. And then he'll want to hang his picture on the refrigerator, which means he'll need scotch tape. Oh, that reminds me. I have to get some tape next time I'm out shopping. He'll hang up his drawing and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him that he's thirsty. So he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's going to want a cookie to go with it. The end. I think you should really get some sleep, Honey Bunny. You'll want to be rested up for moving back into your dorm tomorrow, okay? Good night, baby. I love you. Of course I can snuggle with you for a little longer. Anything for my little boy. This is nice. I've never seen that look before. Sweetheart, are you okay? Oh, baby, you're so sweet. I'm still using the same shampoo I've always used. Why? Oh, honey, I don't think it's the shampoo that's pitched a tent in your jammies. I think I know why. It's because I gave you a kiss, isn't it? So you asked to snuggle, and now I suppose you want me to take care of your hard-on. Is that it? Oh, poor baby boy. Of course I'll help you. As long as you say the magic words. Say, please, mommy. Okay, baby boy. Mommy will help you. Anything for my polite little boy. First, untie my robe. Yeah, remember these? Now, take your shirt off. It's important for the mother-son bond to have skin-to-skin contact. Come here, baby boy. Let mommy cradle you. Oh, shh. Calm down. Mommy's got you. Do you want to suck on my tits? Go ahead, sweetie. Mommy's here for you. That's it. Suck on mommy's breasts. Good boy. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. This feels so nice. Good boy. My sweet baby boy. Is that tent a little too uncomfortable? Let me just pull these jammies down. Oh, wow. Look what we have here. No, baby. Don't touch. It's mommy's turn to play with your cock. This cock belongs to mommy now. Is your cock ticklish? Tickle, tickle, tickle. I know, baby. Shh. I know. I know you want me to touch it. I know you want me to stroke it. Mommy always knows. Oh, what did I say about touching yourself, Mr. Naughty Naughty? But Mom... Mm-mm. You listen to me. Because I'm your mother, and I said so. If you want me to stroke your cock, just say the magic words. Say, please, Mommy, stroke my cock. Of course, sweetie. Anything for my little boy. Do you like Mommy's light, soft touch? Oh, my impatient baby boy. Maybe I'll wrap my fingers around your hard, throbbing cock. Up and down. Up and down. Does that feel good? See, if you wait, it feels so much better. Good boy. Mm-mm. Don't come yet. Oh. Baby, I know you want me to keep going, but I stopped because I don't want you to make a mess. Besides, we can just let your cock relax a little bit. Can't sprint through an entire marathon. And remember what I said, honey bunny? If you wait, it feels so much better. I know, because I'm your mother and you're my son. Just remember, mother knows best. Now, just relax and lay your head on my breasts again, baby. There, there. Good boy. I love you. Just breathe. Deep breaths, honey. In and out. In and out. There's that look again. You're so cute. I love my baby boy so much. Kiss me. Don't be shy. Kiss your mother with tongue. Are you ready again? Okay. This time, I'll suck your cock, but only because Mommy loves you so very, very much. And you can come in my mouth so we don't have to make a mess. Deal? Okay. Here we go. Baby, your cock tastes so good. You like it when Mommy sucks your cock, don't you? Oh, fuck. I love your cock so much. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna come for mommy? Go ahead. Come for mommy. Good. You got some cum on my cheek. Well, what do you say? You're very welcome, sweetheart. Now, I think it's time for you to go to bed. Good night, honey bunny. I love you. Yes, sweetie? Well, I call you Honey Bunny because you were so cuddly and cute. You still are. I think I got the idea from this book, The Runaway Bunny. Remember? This one was my favorite to read to you. Well, it's getting late and your father's waiting for me, but since you asked me so nicely, I guess I could read it to you. Dad will just have to wait. Right now, Mommy needs your help, though. And this time, I think you're going to enjoy it. And since now I'm getting horny and my hands are going to be a little busy with this book, I need you to use your hand to touch my pussy. Would you like to do that? I thought you would. Snuggle up again. Right next to me. There you go. And just let your hand wander down there while I read to you, baby. The Runaway Bunny. Once, there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I am running away." "If you run away," said his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." You like playing with mommy's pussy? Yeah? You naughty boy. "If you become a fisherman," said the little bunny, "I will become a rock on the mountain, high above you." "If you become a rock on the mountain, high above me," said his mother, "I will become a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are." Oh, baby boy, you're making me feel so good. Oh, keep going. "If you become a mountain climber," said the little bunny, "I will be a crocus in a hidden garden." "If you become a crocus," in a hidden garden, said his mother. I will be a gardener, and I will find you. Oh, baby. I love you so much. If you are a gardener and find me, said the little bunny, I will be a bird and fly away from you. If you become a bird and fly away from me, said his mother, I will be a tree that you come home to. Promise me you'll come home more often, honey. Mommy's gonna need more of your love. If you become a tree, said the little bunny, I will become a little sailboat, and I will sail away from you. If you become a sailboat and sail away from me, said his mother, I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go. And when you come home, I promise I'll give you all the blowjobs my baby boy could ask for. If you become the wind and blow me, said the little bunny, I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze. If you go flying on a flying trapeze, said his mother, I will be a tightrope walker, and I will walk across the air to you. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Good boy. If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, said the bunny, I will become a little boy and run into a house. Oh, if you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you. Honey bunny, oh, I love you. Shucks, said the bunny. I might as well just stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny. I love you so much, my sweet baby boy. Oh, baby, yes. Oh, honey, right there. Oh, keep rubbing, right there. I'm gonna come. You're gonna make mommy come. Oh, I'm almost there. You're such a good boy, making mommy come like that. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, baby, you made me come so good. Oh, yes, sweetie. Well, of course I'm still horny, silly. Why do you ask? No, not can I, remember? It's may I. May I fuck you, mommy? Yes, sweetie, you may. I would like that very much. Such a gentleman. All that practicing on your pillows has got to count for something, right? Yes, I knew, silly boy. You were always quite rough with the pillows. You were quiet, but your bed wasn't. Come here, my silly, horny boy. Spread my legs and climb on top of me. That's it. Go ahead, honey. Put it in. But be gentle. Put your cock inside mommy's pussy. Oh. You're opening me up so much. No, sweetheart. It doesn't hurt. No, it feels so good. Oh, does it feel good for you? Yeah. You goofy boy. I love making you smile. Oh, keep going. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Oh, keep fucking mommy's pussy. Oh, good boy. Pump. Pumpkin, slow down. Not so fast. Mommy wants to come with you. There you go. Oh, good boy. Just like that. You're a natural. In and out. Oh, nice and slow. Good boy. Just the way mommy likes it. Such a good boy. Oh, look, sweetie. Look. My toes are curling up. That means mommy really likes it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you look so cute with your cock and mommy's pussy. Oh, this is right where you belong. In mommy's pussy. Good boy. Honey. I think you're gonna... I think you're gonna make mommy come again. Baby, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come in mommy's pussy? Yeah? Oh, I'm almost there, sweetie. Baby boy. Oh, honey and bunny. Baby, I love you. Oh, come in, mommy. Oh, come in, mommy's pussy. Oh, I'm coming. Come with mommy. Oh, God. A good lover. That's it. Just lay on top of mommy for now and relax. Good boy. Was that good for you, sweetie? I never felt so good. I think you're the best fuck I've ever had. Oh, thank you so much, baby. I'm so proud of you. Listen, our heartbeats are in sync. The hearts of a mother and son joined together, beating only as one. I love you. Okay. Climb off. Now you really have to go to bed. Let's get your jammies back on. Yes, sweetie? I really shouldn't. It's late, and I already told you that your dad's waiting for me. Okay. One more, and that's it. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. You must really be over the moon after getting sucked and fucked by mommy, aren't you? And there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse. I wonder if he got a cookie. And a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. Good night, mittens. Good night, clocks, and good night, socks, and good night, my little boy's cock. Good night, little house, and good night, mouse, good night, comb, and good night, brush, good night, nobody, good night, mush, and good night to the old lady whispering, hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. The end. Good night, honey bunny. I love you. Sweet dreams.